You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
No one else is feeling your loss in the same way that you are. Your grief is your own. Others, of course, may miss the same person you miss, but you miss that person in a very special way. I was talking to a woman just the other day, 80 years old, who lost her husband about 2 years ago. She was composed, cheerful, and very willing to talk. I asked her, "How long did you feel the pain?" "Oh," she said, "about 6 months." And she said, "You want to know something? That was real pain." Your loss is painful. There's loneliness and a sense of separation from the people around you, simply because there's no one else who feels exactly the same way that you are feeling right now. The grief is yours, and you are in it. You may not even be able to say how deep your grief is. Maybe all that you know is that you feel lost in a loneliness that you may have never expected. The loss may have left you bewildered and up in the air. Your despair may be so deep that in your grief, you fear that you may never see your way clear, never find your way out. I don't know exactly how you feel. Perhaps you feel like a man showing up for work and finding that he had been fired and suddenly had nothing to do. That's a lost feeling, all right. Except that your loss is much more severe because yours is a final separation and you may be feeling cut off totally and finally. It is understandable that this is hard to take. It is understandable that you are wondering if you will ever be able to see your way again. A friend of mine told me about losing his appointment book halfway through the course of a year. The book itself was not very valuable. It was only a couple of pieces of vinyl with paper pages in between, full of pencil scribbling. Yet my friend was lost. He didn't know what appointments were coming up. He couldn't schedule anything else without that uneasy feeling that his date might not be clear. He could never be sure that he was going to the right place at the right time. A new book just couldn't replace the old one. He depended on that old book with all its dates and places and times to give him direction. Now, if a few pages of paper that could be replaced for less than a dollar can be that important to someone, it's quite understandable how lost you feel when you've lost a person on whom you depended for direction or affection or purpose in your life. There are a lot of people in the world, but no one can replace the one you lost. In that kind of a loss, you may have lost heart. You may be having a hard time finding your way. But there is help. Help from God who makes it possible to take heart again. Help from Jesus Christ, God's Son, who has a heart for you. At times you may not even feel up to reaching for the hand of that Lord and Savior whose heart has a great big place for you. The one you have come to know is the Good Shepherd, that great shepherd of the sheep. He is out seeking lost people, also people lost in their grief, so that he can hold them next to his heart and bring them back with the others who are milling around in the wilderness of our world. He wants to help you find your way, to help bring you back to others, so that you won't be left alone. That's why he enters into the lostness that you're in. That's why he takes the grief with you, so that you are not totally alone. Like the Good Shepherd he is, he knows you. He knows you well enough to know that your loved one is absent from you and that no group or gathering will ever be quite the same for you again. Jesus knows how alone you feel, even in a crowd, and he wants to help you overcome that. He wants to help you find your way back to life, the full and abundant life that he came to give. He wants to help you take heart. He wants to help you find your way clear to go on living and functioning, not as though nothing had happened, but because something has happened to you. His good heart can help you take heart when you have lost heart. Perhaps you have wanted to pray, as you have never prayed before, but nothing seems to come. You don't know where to begin. You don't know what to say. You don't even know what you really need. That can depress you and dishearten you even more, as if you were not already discouraged enough. The apostle talked about the problem that we often don't know how to pray. And then he says, the Spirit himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees in the hearts of men, knows what the thoughts of the Spirit are. God can see into your broken heart, my friend. He hears the groaning from the depths of your grief. He can understand what you are experiencing and what you're thinking and what you're feeling. He knows what you want to say or need to say, but find it impossible to say. He accepts that helpless feeling as your prayer, and he unites himself with you. Through that oneness with you, he strengthens your heart and helps you find your way back into fellowship and into the community of fellow believers who can also help to sustain you. They can help give you love and kindness, which you need at this time. You may feel so lost at times that you even wonder if other people care. It's true, some don't care. They couldn't care less. But there are others who do care. You need once again to be with them in order to keep on going. Your heart may not be in it now, but our Lord wants you to be with the rest of his people, both for his sake and for yours. It's possible that in all of your grief, you've given up attending church because you do not feel that it can help, or because you feel so lost and lonely. Maybe you have attended worship services regularly in the past, but now you find that nothing seems to register. You have just lost heart for a while. The great thing about the Good Shepherd is that he's by your side, trying to help you take heart so that you can find your way through the life that is still before you. You need him with you, and you need to stay close to him yourself. Though a key person is missing, yet there is life that God does not want you to miss out on. Take heart, even though you feel lost in your grief. God has a heart for you, and he will help you find your way. Described a comic wall plaque that he saw hanging in a gift shop a while back. It was intended for boating enthusiasts. On the plaque was this definition of a boat: a hole in the water covered with wood into which you pour money. This really has nothing to do with grief, but sometime later, a lady told him something that reminded him of that boat. She had been a widow now for 3 years, but she still remembered her husband and said about him, "I never knew one person, short as he was, that could leave such a big hole in the world." She went on to say that they had lived for each other, and now she seems to have no one for whom she can live. Once there was fullness, and now there's only emptiness. Her husband, like the boat, was someone she could fill with care and love. She could fill those empty spots in his life with things only she could give. And now he was gone. Only a big hole was left. That hole created by his death broke up her world, her life, and her heart. In fact, she said she had been sick for the last 3 years, all she thought as a result of her husband's sudden death. And it was only now that she was starting to talk about it. For the longest time, she said, she was like a hunk of stone. And yet she was not like stone. She said it felt like her heart was coming apart. Indeed, maybe her heart was coming apart. It was a broken heart, and that put a real hole there. Perhaps the idea of a broken heart is more fact than fancy. All her life, She had a hole to fill. The person who created that hole is now gone, like a boat that disappears, washing away all the money and love and labor poured into it. Maybe you feel somewhat as she did. Maybe you found a hole that now needs filling. And maybe you found that nothing can really do the job, that no one can fill that hole or satisfy you the way your loved one did, because no one understands you the way that person did. Your heart is broken because you can no longer care for that person's need. There is someone who stands by you to take care of your needs. He stands by you to take your broken heart into his hand. He stands by you to take hold again and to help you take hold of yourself. He stands by you to help you take heart. He helps you to fill up the hole in your life, to talk about it, and to work at it. That someone is Jesus Christ. There's a beautiful section in the book of Isaiah, parts of which our Lord many years later quoted and applied to himself. That section of Isaiah reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor, to comfort all who mourn, to give them garlands instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourners' tears, a garment of splendor for the heavy heart. They shall be called trees of righteousness planted by the Lord for his glory. Ancient ruins shall be built and sites long desolate restored. They shall repair the ruined cities and restore what has long lain desolate." These words of comfort were first spoken to people grieving over the destruction of their city, Jerusalem. Yet these words are appropriate for you, whose heart and life feel broken, desolate, and ruined. I hope that you will take heart from this promise so that you begin to rebuild. You can find yourself saying with the prophet, "Let me rejoice in the Lord with all my heart. Let me exalt in my God." When Jesus said, "Happy are those who mourn, God will comfort them," he did not expect that the loss would make anybody happy. He did not for a minute pretend to think that mourning would be a happy process. But the happiness, the blessing, the relief is that there is one with you to share this experience with you. He is Jesus Christ. He is open to you when you seek to share your quiet, even secret hurts with him. Perhaps this prayer will be helpful to you as you share your feelings with Jesus Christ. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life, and I sorrow not as others who have no hope, but I do sorrow as those who do have hope. I remember joy that was shared, and I cannot believe that it is all over. Help me to understand and fix my eyes where true joys can be found. I remember the opportunities we had to share our love and then neglected them. I remember the times when we were irritated or impatient and insensitive. I feel ashamed and guilty now, but forgive me. Forgive me as only you can. I remember the Easters we celebrated and how the thoughts of Easter always seemed to be for someone else, but now I know that they were meant for me. As you wept at the grave of Lazarus, Lord, open my eyes to express my grief, for I am lonely and restless and heartsick. As you rescued those who mourned at Nain and in Jairus' house, rescue me from despair by your power. I don't want to give up or run away, but I want to be able to face tomorrow with hope and confidence. As you consoled your mother in the hour of your death, comfort me with the joyful hope of resurrection and life everlasting together in the mansion you have prepared. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? O God, thank you for the victory you've given me through our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for the people who have encouraged me by their hope and faith and love. and by their willingness to share my burden in these hours when I needed help so much. I know they speak for you as well as for themselves, and this makes their concern and comfort so helpful. Let your peace fill me and start me again on the way to an abundant joy in Jesus Christ. Amen. My friend, you've prayed. Now take heart in your grief, even though the hole is big. Take heart with Jesus Christ. People in grief feel a deep and heavy hurt in their hearts. You may feel it too. You may feel like bursting at any moment from the pain inside you. If only once again your heart would be light and beat with joy. As the shock of your loss begins to wear off, there may be times that the stabbing hurt of your loss seems to get sharper and sharper. How to get over this kind of pain? Some people I know feel sorry for themselves at this point and become extremely hard on themselves, intentionally avoiding any kind of enjoyment, thinking that maybe in this way the pain will go away. That doesn't really help. Others have tried to enjoy themselves by doing things or traveling to places that they never had the chance to travel to before. But they usually find that they really have no choice but to take the hurt and the heavy heart with them. Someone has pointed out that a change of scenery doesn't really change you. A changed you can change the scenery. The only change that will really help is the change in you that accepts the changes that have occurred and will continue to occur because of your loss. This is really the goal, isn't it? To accept the change. Once you have reached that point, there will be less need either to deprive yourself or to drive yourself. You will have learned to live with your loss and with what has changed. It may not be easy to accept the changes that have occurred. It may take outside help. It certainly takes faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, who was claimed by death himself and overcame death. Many others have found comfort and strength in him. He's the one who can help you get things in perspective again. He's the one who said, "Be assured I am with you always to the end of time." He's the one. He stands by you in your grief. He takes your hand in your loneliness and in your heartache. He's the one. He has suffered and he went through the valley of the shadow of death. He feels for you. And he tells you that he will be with you in all of your coming and going, in every way and in every day. In his hand are the powers of heaven and earth. He will help you to find and also to keep your balance. He lifts the heavy heart. He will keep you from falling all over yourself. It may sound strange, but sometimes people trying to run away keep running into themselves. The prophet Amos said, "It will be as when a man runs from a lion and a bear meets him, or turns into a house and beats his head on a wall and a snake bites him." He knew life, that man. Sometimes in trying to solve problems, we create even bigger problems because we ourselves are part of the problem. Perhaps you have already found that in your heart, hurting and heavy as it is. Your heart keeps getting in the way just when you think the hurt is being healed. God's goal for you is to help you live with yourself. You have been experiencing various kinds of separation all your life, but none quite like this one. Other separations you have experienced may have saddened you momentarily, or even given you a happy, light heart. It may have been your children who went off to school for the first time. You watched them leave. In one way, it was with a heavy heart. You were sad to see them go, no longer needing you as much, no longer there to fill the house all day with all kinds of noise and sniffles and muddy feet. At the same time, it did you good to see those children reaching a new stage of growth and maturity. You were probably glad that for a while you could have some freedom for yourself and do some of the things that they kept you from doing before they went to school. And now you look at the separation you have sustained, and it doesn't do your heart any good at all. You may feel that it has done you so much harm that you cannot stand yourself, and you would like to leave, but you can't. The feelings of hopelessness and helplessness nearly overwhelm you. These are hard obstacles for you. The obstacles are high, high as the mountain, and deep, deep as the valley. The going is rough as the roughest of roads. You cry when you're able to cry. Sometimes your cries are confusing and bewildering. Your life seems to be in a wilderness now, but there is an echo. You cry, and the echo seems to come back like the words from Isaiah. There is a voice that cries, "Prepare a way for the Lord through the wilderness. Clear a highway across the desert for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill brought down. Rugged places shall be made smooth, and mountain ranges become a plain." Of course, I know that God has no giant road construction crew or land leveling operation in a literal way, but I've seen it happen in people who belong to Jesus Christ with trust in God and a firm hold on Him. It is possible for God to do His work in you. He comes into the wilderness with you to strengthen you, to face what needs to be done and what needs to be faced. He lifts you up physically and spiritually. If there was ever a man who was down in the dumps and heavy with a burden of his own, it was the psalmist who cried to God, "When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day long. My strength was completely drained, as moisture is dried up by the summer heat." Here was a man who was in no shape to climb a mountain, or to descend into a valley, or to walk a rough road. Through the good and generous grace of God, that man could stand up once again and jump for joy as a forgiven son of God. The going may be rough, as the roughest of roads, when you lose a loved one. Somehow, God is going to pick you up, heavy heart and all, and help you get that burden off your shoulders. He's the one who offers the invitation. "Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying your heavy loads, and I will give you rest." He takes it on His shoulders. That's the greatest thing about faith in Christ. You don't have to go it alone, because that man from Nazareth is standing beside you, calling you by name, encouraging you, guiding you, and giving you strength for the future, as He forgives your mistakes in the past. His mercy is new to you every morning. In His love and tenderness, He prepares you for that final morning when you will wake up in His arms and see Him face to face. Your heart may be heavy now, but the Son of God is there to lighten the weight. He carries the load. Surely, He bears our griefs and carries our sorrows.